Speakers at a forum in Accra have expressed the need for the media, especially the electronic media, to ensure that their platforms are not used to incite the people to violence before and after the Supreme Court verdict on the December 2012 election petition. This was at a special engagement with moderators on morning shows and political discussion programs organized by the Media Foundation for West Africa. The speakers include the chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, a former commissioner of Shraj, Justice Emil Short, and the president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Afil Moni. Justice Mingle has filed this report. As the Supreme Court prepares to deliver judgment on the December 2012 election petition, efforts are being intensified to get Ghanaians to accept the verdict in good faith, no matter the direction it goes. The forum by the Media Foundation for West Africa attracted representatives from almost all the political parties, media organizations, and moderators of morning shows and political discussion programs on both radio and TV. The executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari, set the tone for discussion.
Everywhere around this country, there is radio. People are talking, and we must continue to keep talking, because that is better than anything else. If we don't talk, we don't get wisdom. If we don't talk, we don't even get anything to laugh about and feel happy about. We are blessed with you and what you do, and that is something we must protect, we must defend, we must expand. And that is the reason why we feel that your work is important enough at every juncture in our lives as a society to call upon you to work with you so that your work will become more meaningful and significant for our well-being and progress.
A former commissioner of Shraj, Mr. Justice Emil Short, said Ghanaians cannot afford to be complacent that peace will prevail after the Supreme Court verdict. He called for vigilance to sustain the peace and stability the nation is enjoying.
What we have gathered here today to do is to ensure that we continue to preserve the peace and stability that we have enjoyed since the announcement of the elections in December 2012. And that is a credit to our country that we haven't gone out in the streets. By the rule of law has prevailed. The losing party has gone to court, and the whole process has been managed with transparency and decorum. However, our concern at the moment is what will be the outcome of the Supreme Court decision and what will be the reaction of the government.
The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, urged the media to use their influence to manage the aftermath of the Supreme Court verdict.
One of the major props of democracy is free media. However, while good journalism brings blessings and joy, bad journalism brings untold hardships and sorrow to countries, groups, and individuals. As a result of the almost universal accessibility of the electronic media, those who control them wield enormous influence in the shaping of public opinion. In totalitarian states, this has led to political indoctrination. In the liberal democracies, the media have tended to promote the ideas of the cultural establishment for the commercial interests of the proprietor.
The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Afil Moni, was confident the media will live up to expectation and will not do anything that will mar the peace in the country.
We have a responsibility to ensure that this nation is at peace with itself and at peace with neighbors. The media have often been cited as holding the key to the stability and progress of this nation. It is common knowledge that all kinds of interests, all kinds of agendas have invaded the media. But for once, for the sake of peace and the stability of this nation, let us all subordinate our interests, our agendas, our motives to the supreme interests of this nation.
The Deputy Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Abraima, announced that the foundation will from Thursday, August 1, start monitoring radio stations to check indecent expression and comments that provoke people to confrontation. That was a report filed by Justice Mingle.